Okay, we'll start. Might as well. Today is Sadi Beis. We are on the Mishnah on Sadi Beis. So Mishnah says, Af al pi shehu no sein lo. So even though the mazik pays his friend, not his friend, pays the person he injured, you know, he paid in the chamisha dvarim, the nezek tzari b'shevus and boshes, ein nimcha lo ad sheyivakesh yimeno. He doesn't get full atonement until he asks for forgiveness. He still has a ben adam l'chavero, that he has to say, I'm sorry. He has to ask for forgiveness. Shenemar, how do you have to ask for forgiveness? That the payment alone does not constitute his tshuva. Shenemar, this is when Hashem tells Avimelech, after Avimelech, you know, took Sarah. Sorry, he says, Vata, and now, Hashav Eshes, and the pasuk continues, Ha'ish ki navihu, v'yispalel ba'adcha v'chiei. So, basically is v'gomer. So even after you returned her, you know, you should, even after you return her, he should appease him to the point that he davens for you. So that he'll daven for you, that, remember, Avimelech got sick, they close off all their body orifices. So, uminayim she'im lo mochol lo shu achzori. And how do you know that if the nizak then does not accept the forgiveness, that he's considered an achzori? Shenemar, the pasuk says, vayispalel Avraham el Elokim, vayirpo Elokim es Avimelech. That Avraham prayed on behalf of Avimelech, that he did it. He accepted the apology and did it. I mean, before Shem asked, well, how do you know that he? Right. How do you know that you are obligated to do so? Yeah. That just says Avraham did that. Maybe that's not the rule. Maybe it's just Avraham being Avraham, right. And we don't have to do that. That's a discussion. Okay. Next part of the Sefer, the Mishnah, which the Gemara will talk about more tomorrow's daf. Ha'omer, so I say to you, Same es eini, blind me, kote es yodi, chop off my hand, shvor es ragli, break my leg, and the chovel does so, on the instructions of the nizak, chayev, the chovel is chayev to pay, even though the nechbal told him to do so. And if he says, even if he says, al menas liftor, that he break my leg on condition that I will not obligate you, that you will be potter from paying me. Nevertheless, chayev, you still chayev the chamisha dvarim, and nevertheless, sorry, pushevas and boshas. And similarly, if one says to his friend, kroes ksusi, rip my garment, shvores kadi, this is just doing nezakot to my property, or break my pitcher, chayev the mazik is chayev to pay. However, in that condition, that case, if he says, almanas lift or potter, if he says, break my jug, don't worry, I hereby, you know, exempt you from any payment, and they sign a contract and all that stuff, so therefore he has proof, then he would be putter, right? Then he would be putter. Asa kain li ish ploni. If you say, go do this to so-and-so, go break that guy. So in that case, even if you go break his jug, which is the case we're going to, even if he says, amanas liftor, then you're chayev. Then you are chayev to pay. Bein begufo, bein bimamono. First of all, he says, varvera. And second of all, the person doesn't have the ability to tell you that you're potter. And maybe he would say that, you know, you'll be potter and I'll pay. I'm not sure what the case is just yet. But in that case, the only time you would be potter, and the case is in the Mishnah, is when someone says, break my objects on condition that you are potter from paying, then you would be potter. Okay.
Is the instigator also liable?
I would say, I don't know yet, but maybe we had different cases of, you know, about... Shliach advarveira. So wherever we said the shliach advarveira applies, remember one case was an exemption from the rule that there was chiyuv, but probably not otherwise. Unless it's an exemption from any shliach advarveira. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. So this is similar. What we learned is a brisa. Kol elu she'amru. So all these tashlumim that we mentioned in the previous, you know, case of the Mishnah, like which was tokei el chavero, they used to give him a seller, and all these other cases, kol elu she'amru dimei boshto, they had to pay for the boshes. Aval tsa'aro, since some fascinating Bryce, the Bryce now bringing another, it's tsa'aro. What do you mean tsa'aro? That's one of the five payments. What's the tsa'ar here? Rashi says tsa'aro is shedoeg al boshto eno nimchalo. It's sort of like another level of boshes. I'm embarrassed, and now I'm embarrassed about my embarrassment. I'm not exactly sure what this additional payment is. About tsa'aro, afilu hevi kol eile nevayos sheba olam. Even if you bought like these best and choicest animals in the world, to all them as a carbon, e nimchalo achi vakish mimeno, until you ask for slicha, shnemar hashev eishas ish kinavihu vayis palo ba'adcha, the same pasuk by Avimelech. Just not sure what this tsar is. Like Rashi says, that Tzar is a doeg al boshto. He's worried about his boshes, but isn't that boshes? Like, what's this next level over here? And if it's Tzar, that's already included. Seems to be another type of maybe a psychological damage that goes on. I'm not exactly sure what this extra. Bottom line is that you caused him, you caused the Nechbal some sort of pain and suffering that requires you to ask for forgiveness. Okay. Now, Gemara is going back to that pasuk where we talked about Avimelech. The pasuk is Vatah Shev Eishes Ish Kinavihu. So it's mashma from the pasuk that Hashem says you have to return Sarah because Avram's a navi, meaning the Eishes Navi Boila Hadure. Only because he's a Navi, you would have to return her. But if he wasn't a Navi, you wouldn't. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, no, this is how you explain the Pasuk. Hashev Eishes Ha'ish. Return this woman. Become Akom. You have to return the woman right away. You took somebody's wife, you have to return her. Udikam, Become Akom. But nevertheless, you also it says, Kinavihu. The same Kinavihu is an answer to one of Avimelech's tainas to Hashem, Udekal Marta, and with that you claimed Hagoy Gam Tzadik Tarog, that you're also going to kill the tzadik. Halo Hu Amarli Achosihiv He Gam Amra Achihu. They told me that brother and sister. So what I do wrong? To that Hashem responds, and Avram was a Navihu. He knew what was going on here. V'kvar Limeid, and he already knew. He knew that Achsonoi Shebol Eir. If a guest comes to a city. Al iske achilav shia shogunal. So the first thing you're supposed to do is ask him, anything to eat, anything to drink, you have a place to stay. That's what you're supposed to ask. Oh, al iske, isto shogunal. So isto chahi achos chahi. What's the first thing you did is you asked him about his wife. Is this your wife or your sister? I mean, what are you doing? So he had some insight and knew what was going on here. So he tried to save himself. So when he came to your city, you asked him about his wife. So he realized that you guys wanted to take her and kill him. Therefore, he said that she's a sister to save him. You should have known that, the reason why he did this, you don't say that you're innocent. He did this because he's a Navi. He understood the situation. Mikan, so from here, Ben Noach, Shenerag, Shehailo Lumo V'Lomid. Ben Noach, Ischayev Misa, I think it's right, Rashi says, Shehailo Lumo Derech Eretz V'Lomid, the ways of the world. There's a certain concept of Derech Eretz, and he didn't know. Ignorance is not an excuse. Just because he didn't know, Avimelech apparently didn't know, Avram knew, Avimelech didn't know. Nevertheless, you're right to get killed. I mean, if you violate the rules of Derech Eretz, you're supposed to get killed, but it's not that only because he's a Navi had to release him. It's only because a Navi that your claim, we know that your claim was, he figured out your claim was false. Okay. The Gemara then continues the Pasuk that says that what Avram had to daven for. Ki atzor atzar Hashem, the pasuk continues, be'akol rechem lebeis Avimelech. Atzor atzar, a double lashon. He closed up all the orifices in the people's bodies. So Rabbi Elazar, stay atziros halo lama. Why does it say two stoppages? One achas be'ish. There was one atzir by the ish, which was shichas zera. They wasn't able to have shichas zera come out. Ushtayim be'isha. And there were two stoppages by the woman. Number one was shichas zera, the shichas zera that was in them, couldn't come out, and number two, vileda, and anyone who was pregnant could not give birth. The masnis natana, and in Hebrew, they learned as follows: shtayim ba'ish. There were two stoppages by the man. One was shichvas zera, one was katanim. Couldn't have shichvas zera and couldn't urinate. Ushlosha ba'isha, and three by the woman. One was shichvas zera, couldn't come out. One was katanim, she couldn't urinate, and one was vileda, and that she couldn't have babies. Ravina amar shalosh ba'ish. There were three stoppages by the man: shichvas zera, katanim, upitabas. Which means they couldn't defecate either. And Abar Ba'isha, same thing, just add the Leda, the Chifazera, Leda, Katanim, Upita, Bas. They were all there, offices were closed up. That's why Baruch Hashem, you say Asha Yotzar. So that's the concept. So if it's closed up, you got, Gahat Ksars. And we don't really have Avram to daven on our behalf, so we daven to Hashem. Okay, the Gemara continues to finish the Pasuk. It says, Ba'ad Kol Rechem, Levei Savi Melech, Omri Debe Rav Yanai, I feel Tarnagol. I would say God Kol Rechem LeBeis Avimelech. Every Rechem LeBeis Avimelech. I feel Tarnagolish LeBeis Avimelech. Lo Vitil LeBeis Oso. Even the chicken couldn't lay an egg. Everything was closed up. Even the chicken couldn't lay an egg. Okay, Amalek. It's going to be mainly I got it to today. So Amalek, I think we deserve it. Amalek Rava LeRava Bamari. Rava said to Rava Bamari, Mina. So basically, Mina, you meet the under Avonon. From where is the source for that which the Rabbanan say? Where did the Chachamim learn, basically? They call Hamavakish Rachamim, whoever asks for Rachmanus al Chavero, on his behalf, if you ask Hashem to do something on your friend's behalf, V'hud Tzarech Lo'oso Davar, and he needs the same Yeshua, Hu Na'aneh B'Shchila. So you, if you put your friend first, Hashem will then put you first. I wonder if they each put each other first. Who is it, a tie? But who gets to go first? But Amar Lei, Sarab Amari said, we learned this from the following pasuk. It's a pasuk in Iyov. It says, Hashem shav eshvus Iyov v'spalo v'al reyeyu. That Hashem, you know, returned the shvus, which I guess is the shavus, the restfulness, the relaxation, to Iyov v'spalo v'al reyeyu. That when Iyov davened on behalf of his friends. So the Gemara is going to go through a whole bunch of cases now where Rava asks somebody, where's the source? The person's given the source, and Rava's going to say, no, that's not the source, I have it from somewhere else. After two or three in between there, where Rava says it doesn't say anything, but mostly Rava just gives his own source. So Amale, Rava says back, At Amart Mehasam, you say from there, the Ana Amina Mehacha, and I say it's from here. This is from the Pasuk of, by Hashem, again, by Avram Avimelech, says, Vayispalel Avraham Elohim, Vayipol Elohim Avimelech, so Avram David on behalf of Avimelech, Avimelech was healed. The Esishtov Amosav Veyaleitu. The pasuk continues. His wife and all his servants, and they gave birth. Uksev says after that, Vashem Bakar Sarah Kasheramar Avram Alivimelech. Just like Avram asked Rav Melech that he can open up, and one of the things was that they weren't giving birth. So to Sarah, but I think it must mean that the pasukim are different because the pasuk of we're trying to prove that you're answered first. And the psukim go in order. If they're in order, it's Avimelech and then Sarah. But I think what the Gemara is trying to say is Kasher Amar, just like Avram said to do to Avimelech, then Hashem was Pakad as Sarah. Okay. Amalei Rava le Rava Amari. So Rava says to Rava Amari, Mina hani hai milsa de Amri Inish, Bahade Hutsa Loki Krava. What is the source for what people say? Right? People have all these proverbs that people say, there's a source where it comes from. He says that people say, "Vahadei hutsa lucky krava." When you pull out the thorn, oftentimes the cabbage is destroyed along with it. Right? Sometimes when you try to pull the bad out, the good gets along with it. The mashal is the mashal is that sometimes when a rasha is punished, those who are around the rasha get punished along with them. Right, which is a difficult concept, because and the Meiri says right away, what? Right. So, but why are you getting? But in other words, here you're just saying I hear it, but it's also just people have their own.
It's wife and children.
Right, people have their own. Supposed to have their own zchuyos and their own things, and here you're getting locked in, you know, with others. So he says Amalei, so he says Matthew to save. The pasuk says in Yirmiyah, it says Lamu sarivo like kulchem. It says all of them. It's mashma even the navi, and the navi is not the one who was supposed to say. The navi is telling the people who sinned. Amrale, so Rav is back to Atam Rabbi Hassan. You say from there, I say from here. I don't know if Rav knew all these sources. Why did he ask? But Anamin Mehacha, it says by. Oh, this is in short when direct came out of Mitzrayim. It says Ad Ana to when. So Hashem says to Moshe, until when are they going to, you know, refuse to keep my mitzvot and my toros? And in my antem is everybody. So it seems to include Moshe and Aaron as part of those people, even though they didn't do like them. They're all included because they're part of the group. Amalei Rava l'Rava Mary. So another question. Siv, it says by Yosef, right, this is after they brought Yaakov to Mitzrayim. It says by Yosef, U'mikze echov l'kacha mishon Hashim, by Atzigein with Neparo. Yosef took five people and brought those five people before Paro. Which five? My Ninhu Chamisha. Which of the five that he brought before Paro? So Amalei, Rabbi Mari responded, Hachi Am Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Yochanan said, these five Elu are Osod Shehuchpalu B'Shemos. These five are the five whose names are repeated twice in the Bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of Mizos HaBracha. So those are, if you look at Rashi, they'll say that it's Zvulun, Gad, Dan, Naphtali, and Asher. These are those five, right? Rashi says, Osham Shech Balub, Birchas Moshe, Dan, Zvulun, Gad, Asher, and Naphtali. Hodiacha Kasov, the Torah is telling us, Shech Haloshim Shebekulan Hayu. These were the weakest ones, right? They needed to be strengthened. That's why their names are repeated twice. The fika kafal eshuam lechaskam. But osan hevi yosef neparu kadesh lo yiver osan yos rosha geisos lachmicham. He didn't want to bring like the hulking brothers that maybe Paro would take them into the army or whatever. I don't know the base. They already saw them. I've never understood this. He only brought these five because he didn't want them to see the other brothers. But they really saw the other brothers like three times as they were coming down to Mitzrayim with the whole food.
They told Paro. Right.
If you look at Tosfos. Tosos says, "Eil neposlim b'shemos." Second to last, Tosos says, "The medrash yesh ipcha shanichvalim giborim ayuk mo Yehuda shenichval." The people that came were the five strongest. That makes more sense. That makes sense also because just like Yehuda, the Gemara's going to ask, Yehuda's also ipcha mikval. Like you say, it's the five weakest, like Gemara says, because their names were doubled in the psukim. But Yehuda's name is also doubled in the pasuk. He wasn't one of the weakest. But that's what Gemara says. Yehuda nami ipcha mikval. His name is also doubled. So he's telling me he was one of the weakest that had to come. So the Gemara says, no. Amrulay, Rabbi Mameri explains that Lemilse Hu de Ichbal. Yehuda had a different reason why his name is repeated twice. Why Moshe had to double his name in the Birchas Moshe. The Amr Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, you've seen this sort of medrash a few times. Amr Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amr Rav Yonasan, Maidik Siv, what does it mean when the Torah says in Zosa Bracha, it says, Yechiru Uvein Va'al Yomos, V'hi Musav Mispar, and then right away it connects it with Zosla Yehuda. Why did Moshe juxtapose the. Juxtapose. That's one of those words you only use if you learn Gemara. Right? I don't think that word is used anywhere else in the world, except when you dar some psukim. Okay. Yechiru Uvein Va'al Yomos, V'hi Musav Mispar, Zosla Yehuda. So why does it say. Why are they connected to each other? And also, why did the Brichos of Yehuda start with the words, and this is to Yehuda? Like it's a continuation or a connection to what's before him. So the Gemara says, because Kol Osen Arvoim Shana, Shai Yisrael B'Midbar, all 40 years that B'nai Yisrael were in the Midbar, Hayu Atzmosav Shal Yehuda Mugugal Golin. The bones of Yehuda were not attached, and they used to roll, and they were rolling around in the coffin. I guess we all know that the medrash that Moshe took the bones of Yosef out. Right. Apparently, all the bones of all the Shvatim were taken out as well. So how you at Moshe of Yehuda mugulalim va'aron at Shabbat Moshe b'kish rachim alav of b'kish rachim until Moshe came and asked for rachmanis for pity on him. Amar lefanav Moshe says to Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World. Mi garam the Ruvain sheyode. Who caused Ruvain to admit that he sinned? I guess the sin of Ruvain would be that he sinned, that he messed up the beds of right. He took out Bila's bed and put Leah's bed there. I don't know. Nowhere in the Torah does it say that Ruvain was hode on his chait. This is just it doesn't mention that. So this is just like an assumption of the medrash. So me garam, right? So who caused that? We say that's Yehuda. It was Yehuda who caused it, right? Rashi says, "Me garam the Yeruvain." He says, "Midrash Agadahu b'Tanchuma." It's mentioned in Tanchuma. Mikevan shehoda Yehuda. Once Yehuda was hoda about the mice of Tamar, v'amar tzadkam yemeni. She's more righteous than I. Amar Ruvain v'amar anibu balti yitzuyavi. Ruvain got up and he said that I did the wrong thing by messing up the bets. So who is that? That is Yehuda. So therefore, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. Because of that, Hashem heard the voice of Yehuda. Al Ivrei L'Safa. And I guess his bones, the skeleton, went back to it to be in place, and they weren't rolling around. The skeleton went back to be. That's why you have the smichus of Moshe puts the smichus of Yehuda to Ruvain, and also where it says Vizos Yehuda, because it's just like Ruvain did this, so too Yehuda had that. Tosas also points out, though. He says, "Mi garam Ruvain." Shehoda Yehuda, he says, Afagav the Amr B'Medrash, he quotes a Medrash, the Precious Rabba. It says, Vayoshev Ruvin Elabor, Milamed Sheshav Misako Umitani So, Shebil Bel Yutsue Aviv. Vizehayakoda Maisa Tamar. The Medrash says that when Yosef is sold, when they come back, Ruvin's missing from the pack. So over there, the Medrash says that that's where he was doing tshuva for what he did. That took place before Maisa Tamar. So it means he has nothing to do with Yehuda having saying Sotkum Yemeni for Ruvain's tshuva.
But that was a different tshuva. So.
But that's the only. But he's doing tshuva for right. What he did. And the Argamar says he did tshuva only because Yehuda showed him the way. But here he's doing tshuva before Yehuda even did the sin. Just mikol makom lo hoda berabim ad achar shehoda Yehuda. So Tosa says, no, the difference is that he wasn't moda berabim. He didn't announce it publicly what he did wrong, which I think is I mean, difficult. I mean, I thought that when you do tshuva, you don't necessarily, you're not supposed to announce your sins. You're only supposed to, if you did something with another chavero, you're supposed to request apologies from them. You're not supposed to go to the mountaintops and scream what you did wrong. So I'm not exactly sure. Well, I mean, Tosfos is trying to answer the stira in the midrashim, which is, well, we have plenty of stiras in the midrashim, so it's a different midrashim. Okay. But the Gemara continues about Yehuda. Lo havakam maskei lemasifta derikia. He still was not allowed to enter the yeshiva shalmaila. He couldn't enter masifta derikia. So then the Gemara says. So Moshe asked, but elamot tavienu, bring him into his nation. So they went in. Lo habayodim aikam rabbanan, but he couldn't follow shir. He didn't know what was going on. So the lemishka lemitrich lo habayodim aikam amir rabbanan, the lemishka lemitrich padir rabbanan. He couldn't deal with him. It was in the low shear. He couldn't get to the top shear. So the Gemara says, Yadav Rav Lo. He could understand, his hand should be strong, he should understand the Melcham of Torah. Lo Havi Sadakli Shmaitli B'Dehilasa. But they wouldn't listen to him. He wasn't able to expound to the point where he would convince them. So they sort of Ezer Mitzarav Tiyah. Hashem should help him, that he, above his Tzarav, above those who were fighting against him, he would win them, and Halacha would be Paskin like him. Well, I'll just take my... Okay, a nuts case. We know how Milsad Amir Yinshiv, from what's the source where people want to say, Basar Anya Oslo and Iyusa, that destitution, being poor follows being poor. Once you're poor, you're poor. And how you know it continues? That Amarle, and I guess you know the poor stay poor, the rich stay poor, rich stay wealthy, right? The Tanan, if a Mishnah Bikurim, talks about what they used to bring their bikurim in, what type of basket. It says Ashirim evin bikurim bekalto shozov v'ksor kesef. They would bring them in baskets of gold and silver. Va'aniyim besali nitzarim. They used to bring in these like wicker baskets, I guess. Shalarava kilufa, like folded up willow branches. Right. Soliv abikurim nosin the kohanim. But the aniyim would give. The aniyim would have to give their baskets with the bikurim to the kohanim. But the wealthy people were able to take their baskets home. Not sure why the difference, but the idea is that the poor had so little, nevertheless they were losing what they had. The wealthy had the gold and silver, and they were able to take it home with them. So the poor, after poor stay poor, the rich stay rich. So Amalei, so Rava says to him, Atamart mehasim, you say it's from there. Va'ana amina mehacha, I say it is from here. The pasuk says, V'tame tame yikra. My Rashi says that it says tame tame twice. Lo dai lo nigao. Tame Yikra, that you have to announce out loud. So basically it says that someone who has bad things happening to him, it snowballs. Not only is he Tame, everyone has to know that he's Tame. Not only is he poor, he's going to continue, being poor. You know, the bad news follows the bad news. Next, Amalei Rava L'Rava Amari, Minahim only see the other Rabbanon. From where do we know that which the Rabbanon say? Sometimes it's the Amar Rabbanon, and sometimes it's the Amri Inchi. So I'm not sure why. You know what the difference is? The Amar Rabbanon, it says, the Rabbanon say, Hashkein ve'echol ba'kayet me'achama, basically eat breakfast. You should wake up in the morning and eat food in the summer in order to, you won't get wounded by the heat of the day. U'bachol me'atzina, eat breakfast so you won't get harmed by the cold. So he says, Amri Inshi, and people often say, Shitin rihute rohut. 60 people are running, I guess, v'lo matu l'gavra mitzafra Karach, and I guess 60 people were chasing after me, and the only one who caught up to me was the guy who ate breakfast. It's a saying that people, the guy who eat your morning meal, eat your Wheaties, because it says, this is by those who came up, this is Yeshaya, those who came up from the Golos, those who are going to come from the Golos in the future Geula, it says, Lo Yir Avu, V'lo Yitzma'u, they won't be hungry and they won't be thirsty, I mean, because they would have eaten and they would have drinking, and they won't be wounded. They won't be wounded by the warmth of the sun. So you have to eat. The sun rises, you have to eat breakfast. So Amarlei, you say it's from there. Va'anamin, I say you learn it from here. Mehacha, it says, Va'avadatem es Hashem Elokeichem, you should worship your Lord God. Zo kriyashma utfila, that is kriyashma and davening shachris. And you will be blessed in your bread and in your water. Zo pas b'melech v'kiton shomayim. That's what we're talking about, shachris. So that's the bread and water that you eat is for shachris. Mikam de elech, and then going forward, v'hasirosi machla mikirbecha. If you b'erech eslach machla esmeimecha, and then hasirosi machla mikirbecha, we remove all sickness from you, meaning eat breakfast. V'tanya, we learned on this brisa, machla zo mara. Machla is the disease of mara. Right, is Mara. V'lam nekbar Shmo Machla. Why is it called Machla? Sheshmonim u'shloshim chalaim yeshbo. There's 83 symptoms, I guess, within this Machla. Because Machla begamatri hachiyav. Because Machla is 83. 40, 30, yeah, 83. V'kulan, and all of them, pas b'melech b'shachras kiton shomayim mevatlan. If you just eat breakfast, you won't have them. So you have the numbers of 60, numbers of 83. So Rashi points out, sometimes that these numbers are usually not literal. They're just guzma. Like 60 is a number mentioned a lot. You know, all these numbers, Esau came with 400 men. The number, there are certain numbers that are repeated time and time again. Not necessarily is that literal. That's why the Gemara has the Gemara and the Torah have a way of expressing large numbers in certain ways. Okay, so Amale Rava the Rava Amari, right? Rashi, because where's Rashi saying that? He says that. Definitely a Rashi here. If you go Rashi, it says Shitin. So then the next Rashi says, Lav Mikra Nafki Ela Milsav Alma Hu Dukamri Inchi Velav Dafka. It's Lav Dafka. So Amalei Rav La Rav Marmari. We know how he Milsav La Rabbanon. How do we know what the Rabbanon say? Chaver Kariach Chamra. If your friend calls you a donkey, calls you a bad name, right? He calls you a bad name. Ukapa Legabich Mush. It's take the bit from from the donkey and put it on your back, meaning just, you know, admit to him and don't respond. Meaning, because you do something bad, don't respond because you're gonna end up starting a fight. I know you're starting a fight. He already started the fight, but you're ready to make a explosive situation. So Amalei, so Rav Meir says the pasuk is from here. This is when the Malach is talking to Hagar after she runs away from Sarah. By Yomer Hagar Shivcha Sarai, right? Hagar the Shivcha Sarai says E Mizeb Bas Va'Anat Helchi. I'm running away from Sarai, my master. So even though Hagar ran away and didn't want her to be the Shifa of Sarai anymore, nevertheless, the Malach calls her Shifa Sarai. The Malach is saying, you're still her Shifa, which is a Gnai. Nevertheless, she says, yeah, Sarai Giverti. She still continues and says Sarai Giverti, meaning she's not going to, just because someone calls your name, you're not going to start saying, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, names never harm me. Just leave it as is. I mean, today's day and age, psychologists say no, that, you know, words are much more harmful, and that's what causes all these, you know, bullying and all that stuff. Could be true. Nevertheless, if you can, you should, you know, be mevater on name calling. Amalei Rava L'Rava Mamari. Minaha Milsa D'Ami Anish. Where do we know that what people say? Milsa G'nai D'Isbach. If you have a bad characteristic, Kadim Amra. You shouldn't let people say to you, you can be upfront about it to let people know about it. Amrlei, Midiksev, the Pasuk says, this is by Eliezer, talking to Lavan Ubasuel, he says, Vayomer Eved Avram Anochi. Before they said, oh, you're just a servant, he said, I'm the servant. And here Rava doesn't respond. So Rava, I guess, accepts this agreement. Amrlei Rava le Rava Barmari. Miahai Milsa the Army Inish, Shafil Va'azi Bar Avaz, the Ene Mitaife. So this, I think, he says that you should be like the avaz that when he walks with his head down, to find food. Nevertheless, he still asks for help. I think that's what Rashi says the case is. Amarleh, so we responded. Diksiv, this is by Avigail, the wife of Naval, who when she had the nevuah that her husband's going to die because he embarrassed David. So nevertheless, she says to David, "Veitev Hashem l'Adoni v'zacharte es amosecha." That she tells David, even though she's now looking down and she needs help, she's asking for it. She says, "You know, don't forget me." I think she got married to him in the end. So I'm not sure what the point is. Okay, Amle Rava l'Rava Amari. So Rava says to Rava Amari again. Rava doesn't respond over there because he accepts those two. Amle Rava l'Rava Amari minoy milsa d'Amri inish shitin tichli mati l'kacha. There's 60 types of avelus, of sorrow and pain that come on the kacha. I think it's the tooth.
Toothache.
The 6 types of pains in the tooth. The kalchavri sham of lo achel. When you hear your friend eating and you don't have food, you have 60 types of pains. This is where Rashi says it's lav dafka. That's just a statement people make. So Amar Leh, basically, when you see your friend having something good and you don't, it's very difficult for you. It's hard. So Amar Leh, diksiv, the pasuk says, this is when Adoniyahu, David's son, when David was older, the Navi would sort of made himself the king, and he called all the Bnei HaMelech and the servants and the army to have this big party. And Nasan HaNavi, I guess, comes to David to tell him, and he says, but they made this big party, Vili Ani Abdecha, and me, your servant, Ulitzadaka Kohen, Vinayo Ben Yehudah, L'Shlom Avdecha Lo Karev. He didn't call us. Everyone went to the party, but we weren't invited. So they felt bad. So Amar Leh, so he said, I thought the reason why he didn't invite them was because he knew that they were loyal to David. And then, okay. So Amar Leh, so Rabbi responds and says, Atam Rat Mehassam, you say from there, Va'ana Amin Mehach, I say it's from over here. But it says, Vayaviel Yitzhak Ola Sari Imo. This is when Yitzhak marries Rivka. He brings her to Sarah's tent. Vayikach as Rivka, he took Rivka, Vatilo Isha Vayavai, brought her to his wife, and he loved her. Vayinachem Yitzhak Achar Imo, and Yitzhak was consoled about after his mother's death. Uksiv Basrei, and right after Yitzhak got married, it says, Vayosef Avram, Vayikach Isha Shmakatur. Avram went ahead and got married because he saw, Mar seems to be saying that Avram had some sort of jealousy. We learned always that Avram got married afterwards because now he took care of what he had to take care of, so now he can go back and take care of himself. He was first taking care of Yitzhak. Here they seem to be learning out that it's difficult for somebody to see somebody else have something when you not have it. So Avram saw that Yitzhak had a wife and he didn't have a wife, so he went and got married. Fine. Amale Rava L'Rava Mari. So Rava says Rava Mari. Menahi Milsa Dami Inshi. Where do we know this? People say Chamra lemarie, even though the wine belongs to the king, tivusa lesakye, those who drink it are makir tov to the saramashka, to the person who's pouring. In other words, they give karsa tov to the servant sometimes over the king. So amar le, the person who gives, you always want to be the bearer of good news, even though it's not your news. Amar le. So Rabbi Mary responded, the Pasuk says, this is when Moshe is commanded to appoint Yoshua. So Shem says to Moshe, V'samachta es yotcha lecha, l'man yishmum v'yirun kol adas b'nei Yisrael. And that the gedula of Yeshua came because of the tzivoy of Hashem. Hashem commanded to do the smicha. Uksiv, but in the, now it's in Bamidbar. But in Devarim, when Yoshua becomes to lead b'nei Yisrael after Moshe dies, it says, V'yeshua bin nun malei ruach achma, he samach Moshe as Yodav Alav by Yishmu Alav Kol Bnei Yisrael. They seem to put the Torah seems to emphasize that the reason why he was a gadol is because of Moshe, not because of Hashem. So sometimes the messenger gets the credit more than the Mishalech. Okay. Next question. Amar Le Rava Le Rabba Barmari Minahay Milsa the Amri Inshi. From where do we know that people say Kalba Bikafne Galali Mivla, that when a dog is hungry it will eat anything. Basically, it'll eat feces or stones. Depends on how you translate it. Yeah. This actually, I think, becomes a problem for Hilchos Pesach because we always say that if it's pasul mechilas kelev, right, then it's not chametz. And this Gemara seems to say that a dog will eat even feces and stones. So, okay, it may be that they will eat it, but it's not raw to be fed to the dog. I don't know, but still. So he says, how do you know that? Tichsiv, the pasuk says, nefesh siveya tavus nofes the nefesh re'eva kolmar masok. That a nefesh that is satiated is going to be satiated, but a nefesh that is hungry, it will taste anything bitter. So it seems to be that you'll eat anything when you're hungry, which is true. Amalei Rava the Rabba Amari, and Rava again doesn't respond to that one. That's number three that Rava says is okay. Amalei Rava the Rabba Amari, Minayim Yelsa Damri Inchi, from where do we learn that which people say, Mitayo Va'azi Tikla Bisha Gabe Kin De Sachre. The bad palm tree tends to grow by the trees that have no fruits. So, meaning that it's oftentimes is that a bad person is going to be found amongst bad people. Like people find each other. The chaver is always the same. So, Amar Leh, Davar Zeh Kasa B'Torah, this thing is written in the Torah, V'Shana B'Nevi'im, it's repeated in the Nevi'im, M'Shlush B'Ksuvim, it's repeated a third time in the Ksuvim, U'Tanah B'Masdis, it's written in a Mishnah, V'Tanita B'Braisa, it's learned in a Braisa. So five sources. So Kasuv Torah by Torah it says Tiksiv Vayelach Esav El Yishmal Vayikachas Machas Vayishmal Esav Want Yishmal. They like people like joined each other. That's in the Torah. Benevim Ksiv. This is by Yiftach after before it became Yiftach, but his brother sent him away and he ran away. It says Vayislach Tu El Yiftach Anashim Rekim Vayiuimo. These empty people hung out. He had his band of bandits hung out together. And this next one is fascinating. That says Umushulash Baksuvim. It's third time it's written the Ksuvim, the Ksiv. The Pasuk says, Kol of lemino yishkon, every bird goes to its mint, to its species. Uvnei adam adom elo, and the people hang out with those who are similar to them. Fascinating thing about this pasuk is nowhere in Ksuvim. So look at Tosos says, the Shema, last Tosos, Shema of Sefer Ben Sirahu. Maybe it's in Ben Sira. Sefer Ben Sira is one of the Sefer Mechitzonim. So the Maharal says it can't be in Sefer Ben Sira. But the Maharal probably didn't have Salman Shachter's thesis about Ben Sira they found in the Geniza. And if you look at Sefer Ben Sira in Perek Yigimel, Pasuk Tezayin, it's there. This Pasuk is from Ben Sira. And the Gemara is quoting it as if it's Ksuvim, which is an issue because the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Ben Sira you're not allowed to learn because it's from Sefer Mechitzonim. And I think Ben Sira is quoted a few times throughout Shas. But here it's quoted, it's even a higher level quote, it's quoted as if it is Ksuvim amongst four other sources of Torah, Navi, and Mishnah and Brisa, and you throw in Ben Sira. I just find that fascinating.
Unless Ben Sira was quoting something else which we don't have.
Yeah, but I don't know. So it's quoting another sefer. But it's still not quoting a pasuk in Ksuvim.
No.
It's not. It's, this pasuk is nowhere in Tanakh.
They had this problem written a couple of times that we have when it talks about Ben
Sira. Yeah, it's a few times they talk about Ben Sira. I think it's interesting. But every time it comes up, I have the same fascination as to what's going on with this thing. Okay. Right. Okay, Tanabi Masnisin, and it's learned in the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Kalim. It says Kol Mechubel Tamei Tamei. Anything that's connected to Tamei Tamei, so you get off to your neighbor. The Kol Mechubel Tar Tar. Anything that's connected to something that's Tar remains Tar. So too, the people they join people that are like them. But Tanina Ben Brisa, they learn in a Brisa that they're talking about the zarzir. The zarzir is a kosher bird. Rav Lezer Omer, lo lechidim halacha zarzir ich la orev, el neish umino. That the zarzir went to the orev because they're very similar to each other. I mean, basically, they go, everyone hangs out. You hang out with like people. It's difficult to break the mold. Amar le rav l'rav amari, again, mina hani milsi l'armi inish, how do we know that which people say? Kares chaver v'lo anach, remei gudu rabo shodi bey. If you call out your friend, meaning you try to give musa to your friend on something bad that he did, and he doesn't answer you, throw a big wall on him, knock down the wall on top of him, which basically means push him away, I guess, so that he can get push him away from you, so let him get hurt by his wickedness, and you don't get hurt by his wickedness. So Amalei, he responded to him, Ya'anti hartich v'lo tahartam, this is in Yechezkel, Ya'anti hartich v'lo tihartam mitumaseich, lo titari od, right, ad hinachli eschal masibah, that since B'nai Yisrael didn't want to return to tshuva, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rebuked them by the Nevi'im, therefore he's pushing them away, that we won't allow them to do tshuva until they get punished. Meaning, if you ask somebody to do tshuva and they don't, they're going to take away that, they're going to get punished. So stay away. Again, we know how you the army inchi. How we know that which people say, this is the pit, the system that you drink water from it when you were thirsty. Lo tishti be kala, don't throw dirt in it. Meaning, don't be kifu katova. So it's absolutely good for you, don't be katova. So Amalei, the pasuk says, this is in Dvarim, it says, lo sis eva domi ki achichahu. Don't, I don't know, how do you touch tisaev? Don't, what does tisaev mean? I don't have English.
So for it's written that you shall not abhor an Adamite for
his... Shall not what?
Abhor.
Oh, don't hate. Okay.
Abhor an Egyptian
for... Like, Yechichu v'lo sa'ev mitzvi ki so. I mean, he's your brother. And hey, the mitzvi, you are a stranger in his land. Even though the mitzvi really were so nice to us. Nevertheless, he can't be kafui tov. Amalei rabba the rabba amari. Minah ha'i milsa the amri inshi. Again, rabba accepted that one. Minah ha'i milsa the amri inshi. I daliz dura dalina. The ilo dalina. If you share in the burden with your friend, then you will be lifted. But if not, then you won't.
Right.
Which basically means, if a person doesn't want to, do something dangerous. Unless he wants to be joined. He doesn't want to go into an investment on his own. He wants people to go with him. You don't want to be a loner. So Amrlei, the pasuk says, "Midiksev vayomer le'ah Barak." Barak says to Devorah, "Im talchi yemi halachi, you go with me, I'll go. Im lo talchi yemi lo elech, I'll only go if you go." But people sometimes like to have the comfort of somebody else going along with them. Amrlei Rava le'ah Rava Amari, Mani Mili da Amri Inish, Kad Havinan Zutre le'Gavre, Hashlut Kashina le'Dardiki. When you are younger, right, you're in Zutre, when you're younger, you're considered a big guy, you're like a gibor, and now that you're older, you're considered dardiki, you're considered small, like a baby. So Amrlei, Mikara, when you're young, you're considered strong. Ksiv, it says, Vashem halech lefneim yomam ba'amud anan, v'chosem b'derech halel ba'amud alayl eish lahir lahem. They were very important that Hashem took them out. Ulubasof, and after the Chet Egel, Ksiv, the pasuk says, Hinei anochi sholech malach v'nech l'shom chom b'derech. I'm not doing it myself. I'm going to send some malach, a messenger. So before you were great, now you're not so great. Next, we'll go a little further. We have time. Yeah, let's just keep going. So Amalei Rava L'Rav Amari, we know Hani Milsa the Amri Inchi. From where do we know that people say Basar Mari Nichsei Tzivi Meshach? After the person who has the Nechatzim, that's where the oil follows. Meaning, you should try to line yourself up with the rich people, invest with the rich people, because then often you're going to reap the benefits. So Amalei says back to me, it says by Avram and Lot, it says Agam Lot Aleches Avram, he had son of Bakar of Alem. Lot was with Avram, and that's why he had a lot of son of Bakar and tents. Okay, so this next piece of Gemara is based on what we mentioned before, that way back, that a person who asks Rachamim on his friend and he needs the same thing, he gets answered first. So Amar al Chanan, Hamoser din al Chavero. It's totally opposite. If you call out to God to take judgment on your friend and you ask that he gets punished, Hunen Ashchila, it's just the inverse. You get punished first. You want me to look at his doings? I'll look at your doings first. Shene Amar, the Pasuk says, Matomar Sarai al Avram. Sarai says Avraham. This is after Hagar got pregnant. And now Sarah is Mazazel and Hagar. Excuse me. It says, Atomar Sarai al Avram, Chamosi al Lecha, right? Anochi Nasati Shikhasi Bechaikecha, Vatir Kerasa, Vakil Beinecha, Yishbot Hashem Beni Beinecha. Uksiv, and then it says, Vayavo Avram Spol Sarah Bechboso. And then Sarah was died, which the problem was is that this is far apart. These are very far apart. Right? It's at least 13 years, more than 13 years later. It's like 37 plus 17. So it's like 54 years later. Right? Yitzchak is 37 at the Akedah. Yishmael is 13 years older. Yeah, sorry. Okay. V'hani mile isle dina ba'ara. This is only if the person has a claim in based in Shalmata that he could be tovei his friend about that. And therefore there's no reason to send him to the heavenly court. But I guess if there is no recourse in based in Shalmata, then you can pull in based in Shalmala. So then I don't know the sources of the Sarah. I don't know what her claim was based in Shalmata. That's I'm not sure. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Oy lo latzoek yoser min anitzak. Yitzchak says the same thing. It is worse for the one who cries out to God that somebody wronged him than the nitzak that the person who's being cried out upon, for. Okay. Tanya Nami Hachi, a Bryce that says the same thing. This is by, just the pasuk quoting here basically is that the iser to bother the Amon and the Yoso, right? It says, Imanes Haneo So, Kim Tzok Yitzak Eli, Shemo Shema Tzaka So, Dechara Apiva Arati Yisrael. If you bother them, I'm going to, I'll hear their cry and I'll get you. Echrat Soik, which is the Amon and the Yoso, the Itzan HaNitzak, that's the person who bothers them, Bimashma, Elish Maharin, let Soik Yosem HaNitzak. The God goes after the Tzoik, I guess more than a Nitzak. I guess the one who complains is the one who gets, don't complain, the one who complains gets hit more. So let's just do the one more until we get to the two dots. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, le'olam al tihi klos hedyo kol b'necha, never disregard the curse of a low person. Shere Avimelech who took Sarah, because he didn't know that she was the Eishes Avraham, kila la'sarah, he cursed Sarah. And this curse came to fruition in her offspring. Shneamar, the pasuk says, Avimelech said to Sarah, "Hinehu lach susenayim." Now you're going to make something about being blind. So Amrullah, he said to her, "Hol v'kisis mimeni." Since you hid from me who you are, Vilogi lish shehu ishech, that he's not your brother, the garamta elai hatzara zen, you caused me this pain, that all our orifices were closed up. Yehirat zon sheyu lach b'nei kisui enayim. It should be the will of above that you should have people who have covered eyes. V'niskayim b'zara, that happened by her children, t'ksiv v'hi ki zaken yitzlach v'tichena enayav l'miros. Yitzlach got blind. Even though the Gemara, the Rashi says there, maybe it was because of the tears of the Malach when he was on the Akedah, or from the Avodah Zarah of Esau's wives. Here there's another reason that he became blind because of the curse of Abimelech. Last thing, Amar Rabbi Obo, Rabbi Obo says, La'olam mi adam min hanir dafim, it's better to be the one who is pursued, v'lo min arotfin, and not be the pursuer, she'en lecha nirdaf ba'ofos yoser mitor min yonah, the Torah and Yona, the pigeons and the turtle doves are the ones who are chased after the most. And nevertheless, the Yechshuna Kasal Gavaz Beyach, those are the birds that go on to the Karbanos. Okay? We will stop here. Have a great day.